1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that jolly good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This Civic Media radio station is providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
At noon, town call
on WGBW.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's
up?
This is a
big
party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Jay Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. We kind of dodged a bullet yesterday, man. It was supposed to be really hot and humid, right?
Yeah, the rain cooled us down a little, I think.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be able to dodge a bullet for the next couple of days, but I think we can get past. We can make it through 91, 92, whatever it is, for a couple of days.
Yeah, I think we'll make it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we could be. Could be in Florida. We could be in Arizona. And, man, did you see? Man, they're taking the coral reefs apart. Did you see that?
I did not.
Man, the coral reefs, the ocean water is 100 degrees. And they're taking parts of the coral reef apart in order to save it. It's an unbelievable task. Can you imagine what's happening to the marine life, you know? And then we've got lunatics who say that global warming is not real. I don't know, man. I don't know. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but I want to begin the show by welcoming a young man that I've known for a number of years. He's doing some great things in the city of Milwaukee, Mr. Rick Banks. With Milwaukee MKE. Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. And yourself?
All right, man. It's good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well, you've been active and doing a lot of positive things in our city, and always see you out and about doing these positive things. Tell us a little bit about Rick Banks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, product of Milwaukee Public Schools.
Just you sound recently, like me. Anyway, go ahead.
Graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee with a political science degree, and have been working in the Milwaukee community in various capacities for the last decade or so, starting as a neighborhood community organizer, moving into political organizing, doing a little bit of economic development, and now kind of doing a little bit of all three at once right now, honestly. So I'm here today to talk about MKE Black and the event that we have coming up on Sunday and the mobile app, and how folks can just in general support Black-owned businesses.
So MKE Black, what is that?
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit that I started in 2019 with a friend of mine. After we were trying to figure out how we could be more intentional about supporting Black-owned businesses and realized there wasn't one central place to find out where they were. And so we thought about, you know, creating a database to host that. And originally we were thinking about hosting tours and doing like a bus tour around to different Black-owned businesses. But this was 2019, and so luckily we didn't do that because 2020 happened. Right, so that would have been bad. Decided to focus on the mobile app and then ended up being really active over the summer of 2020, supporting like the freedom movement stuff and making sure that folks were knowing about the app. And so we've really grown it since then into a small nonprofit that's providing resources and events and connections and opportunities to local Black-owned businesses.
So one of the difficult things in our city is the lack of viable businesses. What do you attribute that to? Black businesses.
Where to start, right? I mean, obviously there's a history of racism and discrimination in both housing, which is one of the major generators of wealth that a lot of people use to build the wealth to start right. their businesses, to business lending in and of itself, where a lot of people can't get loans to start businesses. And so that lack of access to capital is a major barrier to folks being able to start businesses. And then once you have your business, having the access to marketing expertise and to be able to get the audience and the crowd that you need to sustain your business has been another issue for a lot of folks.
So you know, man, there's still people who still don't believe that that discrimination still continues to persist in business loans.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard when you're a Black person in this nation, in vestiges of what took place, and people say, well, that was long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not so when you're talking about business loans and those kinds of things.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm pretty sure this case I'm thinking about it's not business loans, but if it's applying to business, I mean, to home loans, you can only imagine for business
right,
loans, right?
Right.
And like we know that, was it a couple years ago, 2018, Associated Bank had to settle a lawsuit here in Milwaukee for being practicing discriminatory practices against folks. And so we have very recent histories of major banks being held liable.
And even prior to that, American Family,
yeah.
which wound up leaving because of the embarrassment that they were found out to have discriminated against
right.
Black people who had resources
right, exactly.
To even be able to afford homes. And then the fact that they would redline and say that you can't live here even though you had the same resources yeah. as someone else. And so American Family took a hiatus and now they're back and, you know, and saying, well, you know, we learned our lesson.
Yeah, and that observation is the very genesis of MK Black for me. I was looking – born and raised on the north side of Milwaukee. I attended school on the east side. I'm looking like, what's going on here? What's the difference here between why there's so many thriving businesses on the east side of Milwaukee and the central north side is not the same? And so for me, it became looking into the history of that, like, oh, okay, all this stuff happened. And so now this is why the property values in this neighborhood are so low and why it can't support new development and all this other stuff. So it's there.
And you know, I had the chief of police sitting where you are yesterday. And even the day before that, I had the former chairman of the Fire and Police Commission. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about violence and crime and all of those different things, but at the root of all of it is the lack of opportunity.
Absolutely.
The lack of business opportunity. And those things have been done intentionally.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So MKE, let's talk about the what you have going
yeah.
on this weekend.
So one of our flagship events is our market series. That's really meant to provide a space for Black-owned businesses, vendors in particular, to come showcase their wares to audiences who might not otherwise be exposed to. And so we hosted it at the Deer District downtown, right next to the Pfizer Forum, in between that and the Mecca and the Beer Garden. And we usually have about 40 to 60 vendors out there and invite folks to come and purchase all kinds of different wares, support the food trucks, and just have a good time. We usually have music, a DJ going, DJ Shwana, I think it's the DJ this Sunday. So come out, have a good time.
You know, man, I was talking with you before we came on the air, and I think people need to understand, it's a listening audience. I was asking you about the longest standing businesses mm-hmm. in the Black community in the city of Milwaukee, and I could only come up with three in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And those three businesses, don't employ a whole hell of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so part of the reason that our community is in these dire straits is because, you know, these small businesses really play a major role. If you're over on the south side of the city of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and you're on Lincoln Avenue, or you're on Cesar Chavez, mm-hmm. or you know those businesses are vibrant.
Yeah,
and all along those corridors are small businesses,
yep.
and they're thriving.
Absolutely.
And then you go and see those same kinds of corridors yeah. in the north side of town. The buildings are empty.
Yeah, Atkinson just breaks my heart every time I travel because it can be such a beautiful street. But
well, you can say Atkinson. You can say North Avenue.
Oh yeah, Atkinson. You can
Dr. King Drive.
Exactly right.
And those when I was a young man of your age, man, those were thriving areas, and now those are all. Dead. When you talk about these businesses and people who are trying, and trying to make this happen, what is their biggest gripe with you about what they're facing?
It is definitely access to capital. It's the biggest issue. I mean, it's the thing that you need. It's the lifeblood of a business, and so it's that. Making sure they have enough money to keep the lights on. And then the marketing piece again. So we were able to, one of the programs that we launched as a result of a social hour that we had last year, having this very conversation with businesses, was that we don't have access to quality, affordable marketing assistance. The assistance that we do have, it's either expensive or it's just not up to the par if we're getting like, you know, high school, college students or something like that.
So, you know, 5 years ago, maybe five years ago, there were black banks mm-hmm. in the city. They have black banks all over the nation. Mm-hmm. The black banks have closed.
They have closed.
Okay. And where black people could go and get loans without having to deal with as much of the issues that they have too in the major banks. Mm-hmm. Those resources have dried up since mm-hmm. the black banks have closed.
Mm-hmm. And there's an irony in that in a certain sense, because the larger banks and institutions, because they have the economies of scales, they can offer those cheaper prices, right. cheaper interest rates and things like that. And so I think people started to gravitate towards that, reasonably so, right? But then when the small banks close, now we've lost that ability to get that those resources that were there, because those large institutions are not necessarily going to have the same lending criteria, the same relationship with you, the same commitment to lending in your area as this small black owned bank or even just a different local bank. And so
you know man when you see this, and again that's the advantage of having all this gray hair, I saw it mm-hmm. in a different light. We saw it in a different light, and now we see it where it is now. And listen, we've got to go to a break. In the studio, Mr. Rick Banks. He is the founder yep. of MKE Black, and you got an event coming up Saturday?
Sunday, 11 to 4.
And we'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. Tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at NEWRadon.com. That's NEWRadon.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 90. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies, tonight scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 68. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow highs around 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms, Saturday. Another look at the short range, we should top out at 90 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
You got me up. Exciting. You make me wanna shout.
Yeah, you look sweeter now.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Rick Banks. He's the board chair of MKE Black. And you guys are having an event happening this Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this Sunday, I have to correct myself from earlier. It's 12 to 5, actually, shifted the hours a little bit at the Deer District downtown, right next to Pfizer Forum. So there'll be over 40 Black-owned vendors selling everything from food and food trucks to, you know, soap and clothes and oils and probably anything else you can think of at the Deer District downtown. Also a great opportunity to check out some of the other local businesses and attractions around if you're coming in from out of town. But yeah, this is just one of the many ways that we try to bring community together around music and games and good time and provide that support to local folks.
Let me ask you, so with younger kids,
yeah,
who aren't exposed to entrepreneurism, mm-hmm. Sometimes probably, and you think it might be a good idea, you know, to get access to children when they're younger,
mm-hmm.
you know, and begin to get them.
Absolutely. So myself, I have very vivid memories of the Junior Achievement Program, which I don't know if that's still around or not, but
yeah, it's still around. Okay. I was a Junior Achievement Counselor.
Nice, yeah,
100 years ago.
I remember them coming into the class and teaching us the basics about business and like starting a little pen business in third grade in my head anyway, and remembering the lessons learned. And then another program that I did as a youth was in middle school. I had a teacher who. And math teacher taught us how to make like the basics of a business. And then during the lunch hour one day, they shut down the cafeteria. We didn't have like regular lunch. Instead, all these little student businesses were set up and we were in there selling our stuff. So me and my friend, the very same friend that I co-founded MKE Black with, as a matter of fact, we started a pizza business. So we had a little pizza maker and we set up shop in the cafeteria and was selling pizza. And so those are the kind of like activities that I would love for MKE Black to get back into. Just building the capacity to get there.
You know, the truth of the matter is it is something that we must do inside of our own communities,
yeah.
To at least, you know, get this kickstarted and then once again fight and challenge the broader community
mm-hmm.
to be just.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly the broader community is not going to start the businesses for us.
Right.
And they can't.
Like, if it's going to be ours, we got to start it.
Right, right. And so when you talk about these smaller businesses, the other thing I notice about most of these smaller businesses is they're women who are starting them.
Mm. That's very true.
Am I?
No, that's been a very accurate observation.
So what do you attribute that to?
Oh, that's a good one.
I can tell you.
Go ahead. You tell me.
They're more educated.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, overall, they're beating us to education right now.
They're the ones who are in the universities.
Right.
And they're the ones who are graduating amongst us. Black men aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so black women are the entrepreneurs. In my time, it was the men who were the entrepreneurs. And so, you know, we got to figure out a way to get young boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was seeing something recently. It wasn't about, like, black men in particular, but apparently this is a thing in general. Men. Like, men in general are falling behind women in a lot of areas. And so, like, the achievement gap has reversed. Back in the day, it was men who were way above women, and now it's women who are doing way above men. And we want to get to a place of equity and parity, right, where everybody's doing as equally or just about as well off. And so they were saying that, you know, the way that the schools are structured and the lack of male teachers, lack of male healers and doctors, well, not doctors in particular, but, like, right, you know, all these absences of men in these particular spaces kind of contribute to men not doing well in those spaces and furthering the lack of. And so that was just the interesting.
Well, you know, it kind of flipped because it was early on. It was men who were doing all those mm-hmm. things, and women were not allowed access to those kinds of things. And mm-hmm. and then, you know, and now all of a sudden the things have changed. And, you know, there's got to be a happy medium.
Absolutely.
We got to find a happy medium. But what do you want to, in these last couple of minutes before we get out of here, man, what do you want to say to the people?
So if you are not able to make it to the market on Sunday, that is from 12 to 4 at the Deer District, I encourage you to check out our website at mkeblack.org, or also download our mobile app that's available on Apple or Android devices. On the mobile app or on the website, you'll find our complete database of black-owned businesses. It's ever-growing. Right now, there's about 850 businesses listed. We are about to begin an audit process, so it might change as we remove businesses that kept closed and things like that. But, yeah, check it out and visit some businesses.
So, man, that app, what's the app?
MKE Black. So if you go to your app store and just type in the MKE Black, you'll find it.
You know, that's something, man, that I got to get accustomed to apps. And yeah. I'm crawling and crying and kicking, man. But, you know, the world is not going to wait for me, right?
It's moving and grooving.
It's the times. Yeah. Today, man. Thank you very much
for coming. No problem. I appreciate it.
We're going to bring you back on, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Got a lot we can talk about.
I was going to say, we got some stuff to connect about. So.
Yeah, all right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden's son, Hunter, remains in legal limbo after a federal judge upended a plea deal. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains what happened.
The agreement unraveled in real time in the Wilmington courtroom of federal judge Mary Ellen Noreika. The judge raised questions about whether Hunter Biden might face ongoing legal liability even after pleading guilty to two tax-related misdemeanors. Hunter Biden and his attorney said it was their understanding that the plea deal would end the federal probe, but when prosecutors didn't signal their agreement, the deal came undone. The judge gave the parties a month to regroup.
More than 170 million people from Maine to Southern California are under heat alerts. President Biden today will discuss steps to keep people safe from heat. Investigators in New York City now say the fire that caused a crane collapse in Manhattan may have been caused by a hydraulic fluid leak. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
A missing camper in Manitowoc County has been found. According to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office, the 67-year-old Sturgeon Bay man was reported missing shortly before 10 p.m. Tuesday night near Point Beach State Park. Deputies were informed that the man had early-stage dementia, was on foot, and did not have a phone with him. After an initial search came up empty, officials called in a drone, canine unit, and extra manpower to search the densely wooded area. The man was found shortly before 2 a.m., disoriented and with minor injuries, for which he was treated and released. A man has been convicted in the 2021 killing of Benzel T. Rose. 23-year-old Julius Freeman has been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery. He was one of two suspects charged in the homicide of the 26-year-old Rose. Another suspect, 29-year-old Eric Perry, has pled not guilty and will make his next court appearance September 11th. I'm Pete Schwaba for the Talk of Green Bay News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. Visit our website for more information.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. You know, Calvin, man, you don't know anything about this. Your parents might not know anything about this. But Mick Jagger turned 80 years old. Mick Jagger made it to 80 years. Man, I don't think anybody would have possibly believed that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards is right behind him at 79. Man, what were the odds that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards would make it to live this long? I remember them when they first came on the scene. And Ed Sullivan, who was 100 years old himself back then. And with all the drugs man, that these cats took, the fact that they've been able to live that long is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then you look at what Mick Jagger looks like. And for an 80-year-old cat, man, he's still pretty cool, man. Have you seen what he looks like, Calvin?
I'm not familiar with what he looks like right now.
Oh, okay. But, man, he's 80 years old, man. And, man, he's still a cool dude, man, at 80. Man. You know, see, the average 80-year-old cat, he's, you know. Well, I shouldn't say that, okay, because, you know, I'm trying to get there. but, you know, I mean, you know, just we look 80. But I guess when you have all that money, I guess there's some things you can do. But Mick Jagger is 80 years old. Man, these cats... And they're still performing. Now, Keith Richards was even more, you know, out there with his drug use. You know, everybody knew that Keith Richards didn't think he was going to make it, man. They used to always talk about, Keith Richards, he ain't going to make it, man. He's, you know, he's going to die. He's going to overdose. He's going to, you know, he's got some stories to tell. But he's still around at 79. Now, there's a reason that I'm talking about this. Because, and I don't know, Keith, if you've ever heard of Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, I'm familiar. Well, probably refreshed because of the news you're about to share.
So, Sinead O'Connor... died at 56. And I got to tell you, man, you know, I remember Sinead O'Connor and as a young woman. I must be old, man, because I remember her as this young 25-year-old, 26-year-old woman who stood up and challenged injustice and put her career on the line and was much maligned and much ridiculed by a society that was actually wrong. And she took on the things in the society that were wrong. And it cost her her career. Very talented young lady. Very talented. Was a beautiful young lady who chose to take on injustice. And people who criticized her, like, how dare you challenge our way of life in this country? She pointed out bigotry and racism. She pointed out the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church. She pointed out injustice wherever it was. She did it through her music. And what did she get for telling the truth? They actually excoriated her, man. She never had peace in her life because she thought, hey, just as I did as a young person, we live in America. We have a right to freedom of speech. And we should be able to tell the truth. But you know, that's not the truth. And we need to stop saying that. Because when people are willing to stand up and challenge the wrong in this country, they get what Sinead O'Connor got. A tough, tough life of isolation. Even with all her talent, she was not allowed to do what she was born to do, and that was to create music. And she created beautiful music, beautiful voice. And the lyrics to her songs were the truth. What did she get for that? And so the music industry did not, and what really cost her her career, and I remember it, she was on, I don't know, those music award shows. I don't know which one it was. I don't remember. But she had a picture of the Pope, and she tore that up and was never able to recover from that. Grammys, I guess it's the Grammys or whatever those things are called. And so she was forced into drug abuse, drug use, because as a young lady, she was not treated fairly. And she was not allowed to practice, you know, her talent. But here's the hypocrisy of all of this, and why, you know, I get so frustrated with our nation. When she died the other day, now all of a sudden, they want to talk about how talented a person she was. And how, yeah, she really did have courage. She really challenged and spoke truth. Where were those people at when she was speaking that truth when she was alive? Where were they at? It's always easy to support somebody with after their death. So now the music industry is now, you know, talking about how much guts she had. Hey, man, what are you talking about? She's gone. Where were you at when she was challenging this nation and the world to be better? Where were you at? It's easy now to say she was a great woman. Maybe if you would have said that long ago, she wouldn't be gone at 56. She wouldn't have had to have gone through all of the things she had to go through. It's a part of this nation that turns my stomach, because we can always praise somebody after they're gone. You know, and I'm not saying this because she's gone. I remember the things she had to say, and I agreed with them. She was so on point. But she was not accepted. Let me read a couple sentences of this. You hadn't the guts to support her, decries music industry after Sinead O'Connor's death. Former Smiths frontman writes impassioned screed on his website, criticizing media and record labels for lack of support for O'Connor during her life. She was harassed simply for being herself. Sinead O'Connor and Morrissey has written a vociferous tribute to the late Sinead O'Connor, decrying the media and music industry over lack of support for the singer. Praising her proud vulnerability, he writes on his website, there's a certain music industry hatred for singers who don't fit in. This I know only too well, and they are never praised until death, when finally they can't answer back. You praise her now only because it's too late. You hadn't the guts to support her when she was alive, when she was looking for you. The press will label artists as pests because of what they withhold, and they would call Sinead sad, fat, shocking, insane. Oh, but not today. music CEOs who had put on their most charming smile as they refused her for their rosters are quelling up to call her a feminist icon and 15-minute celebrities and goblins from hell and record labels of the artificially aroused diversity, are squeezing onto Twitter to Twitter their jibber-jabber. When it was you, you talked Sinead into giving up because she refused to be labeled and she was degraded as those few who move the world are always degraded. Bravo. We need more Sinead O'Connors. We need more people who have the courage to stand up and challenge this nation. The nation is in the condition it's in because we don't have enough Sinead O'Connors. She put her career on the line. She put money second. She saw injustice, and she fought it right where it was. And for doing so, she lost what could have been a lucrative career. We need more Sinead O'Connors. And yeah, you know, she's not around for people to tell her that. That's the tragedy. We canonized Dr. Martin Luther King today. When he was alive, he was a troublemaker. But after he's gone, we praise him. That's the kind of society we live in. Got to change those things. Got to be honest and truthful. And heroes and sheroes need to be told that while they're alive, not after they're gone. Sinead O'Connor was a hero. Lived a hurtful life after being shut out and denigrated. I remember her like yesterday. Man, like a star blazing through the night. You remember watching her on television? Nothing compares to you. People thought she was going to be a star for a long time to come, and she should have been. They took that away from her. But what? What did she do? She told the truth. If we had more people telling the truth, we wouldn't be in the condition we are in now as a country. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at NEWRadon.com. NEWRadon.com. Get a free test kit now.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 68. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms. Saturday, another look at the short range. High of 90 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. Eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that's the number. You know, as we're talking about Sinead O'Connor, you know, and people willing to fight, there's a young lady named Greta Thunberg who came on the scene, I don't know, 5 years ago, as a very young lady, challenging the major nations of the earth and what they were doing, causing great harm to the globe, to the world. And you know, she's been made mockery of. And, you know, I've heard people really just being so abusive to this young woman. Speaking the truth. What did she do? She's, as a very young girl, she saw the danger, the warning signs that we all see. And yet many of us don't have the courage to challenge. So, ocean warming. I was saying earlier, I was watching, I forgot what it was. It might have been the nightly news where the coral reefs. Man, can you even imagine the coral reefs are being dismantled because the ocean temperature is so hot that the coral reefs are endangered. And yet we've got people who continue to argue about, it's not true. Global warming and man-made global warming is not true. Now, listen to this. 90% global climate change, 90% of global warming is occurring in the ocean. How many people knew that? 90% is occurring in the ocean, causing the water's internal heat to increase. Since modern record keeping began in 1955, as shown, each data point in this chart that you can't see but I'm looking at is showing the damage that almost can't be corrected in the ocean. Now listen to that. So we do know. The scientists know that the ocean is where most of this is occurring. Now, in the face of all of that, in the face of all these temperatures and the melting of the polar caps, listen to this. Mining companies are eager to dig up the ocean because there's money to be made. We already know the damage that mining can cause on land, but it can be devastating in the sea. Republicans are supporting that. Thousands of feet below the surface of the ocean, so deep that sunlight can't penetrate, magma seeping through the Earth's crust mixes with cold salt water and creates a chemical reaction. The resulting hydrothermal vent spews water at temperatures upwards of 500 degrees. Surrounding the vent and other underwater landscapes are small knobs containing copper, cobalt, and other minerals precious for renewable energy batteries. Wait a minute. To hell with the batteries. Do we know what the outcome of getting those minerals are going to be to the life of the planet and people? No. What the hell does that matter? There's gold in them thy hills. There's money to be made. This spring, scientists embarked on a search for new underwater formations abroad. And so the Falker, a research vessel operated by Schmidt Ocean Institute, which one of us co-founded, zooming in on three newly discovered hydrothermal vent fields with an underwater robot, the scientists found something unexpected. Calvin, you're a young guy, man. You need things to be around. You need the planet to be safe. Or are you more concerned about the batteries right now for electric cars?
There's certainly ecological problems that producing batteries for electric cars presents, but we need to. Fossil fuel emissions are certainly more pressing in my eyes right now.
Listen, man. We already they know what the outcome of this will be. The ocean is already at record-breaking temperatures. Hey, the ocean.
Yeah, it's 100-degree water temperature at the ocean in Florida right now.
Okay, so right. So the ocean is at 100 degrees. What do you think is going to happen to the ice caps if the ocean's at 100? As vast as the ocean is, to say it's 100 degrees, how long will it take for it to ever cool off again? So this is what we'll see in the foreseeable future, right?
Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, man, it's not going to cool off once the winter comes. And we've got people pushing to make money. It's the reason we're in the condition we're in. The love of money. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News.
App.
I'm Justin Finch.